Someone else that has had an amazing impact on my life is Carter Kellum. I've known Carter for probably 4 years now, but we became very close friends about 2.5, 3 years ago at a cross conference for missions. And Carter and I struck up this friendship, began meeting together, began reading the Bible together, began memorizing scripture together, praying together. I mean, it was so encouraging to see this young man who had such a wealth of knowledge, that had a heart for using his gifts for ministry, for the kingdom, for not hesitating, not just waiting for something to fall into his lap. And so when I stepped into this role, Carter was one of my close friends that came alongside to encourage me and was saying, if there's anything I can do to help, and he's been a blessing to many, many, many of you guys in his time as a small group leader. And so I wanted to give him just a handful of minutes tonight just to talk about what God's doing in your life right now and how you're following his lead for your life.
All right, thanks, AJ. Yeah, I remember the first time I came here. It was right after my mission trip, after I got back from Africa, and I loved just the opportunity to share with you all what I learned, what God was teaching me, what I wanted to teach while I was in Africa, but I didn't get the chance. And I remember I went right up to like 8 o'clock. I totally forgot that you guys had small groups, so I neglected to even leave time for that. So I'm going to be a lot more brief tonight, just kind of explain what's going on in my life and what God is doing. So if you haven't noticed, I haven't been here the past few weeks. It's because about three or four weeks ago, I learned of an opportunity for a church that needed a worship leader. And it came across on an email. It's like, hey, they need somebody to worship here tomorrow. It was like Friday or Saturday. And they're like, we need somebody Sunday. So I was like, oh gosh. And I just felt like an instant, like, oh, I need to do this. I felt like I really needed to do it. So I reached out to the pastor the next morning, and he's like, all right, we don't need anybody for tomorrow, but we do need somebody for next week. So I met with him, talked with him, and I really liked him, and we got off on a really solid first impressions. And yeah, so I started doing that, and today was my third week of leading worship at this small church. And so I just want to talk about how God has brought me to this point. You know, I didn't start guitar yesterday and then like walk into the church and start leading worship. Like, it's been a progression of God giving me these small opportunities, these baby steps that are leading into deeper and deeper responsibility and faithfulness and opportunities to do that. So kind of, I see what's happening is going, so Luke 16, verse 10, it says that one who is faithful with very little is also faithful with much, and one who is dishonest with little, the very little, is dishonest with much. So looking back, okay, thinking through all of my time learning how to lead worship, learning guitar, it all started with my mom teaching me 3 chords, and that's all it was. I didn't really have an interest to play guitar before that. She taught me 3 chords, and I figured out, oh, wow, I actually really enjoy this, and I got pretty good at it pretty quick, just playing songs that I know, songs that I enjoyed to listen to. Got to a point where when I was in high school, I played on the worship band, and that was really a good learning experience for me in that context to learn what is it like to come and worship God. A few years after that, in early college years, I took several internships in Monterrey, Mexico with Back to Back. And Penn and Ethan Drent were serving with Back to Back in the Mazatlan site for several years. So I was there in Monterrey for the summers, and I had opportunities to lead worship there. Coming back and started to volunteer in the church at middle school, I was doing that for a while, and there opened an opportunity they weren't doing worship before on Sunday morning, so then Dave and Heidi Kerr talked to me and asked me, do you want to lead worship here? And I was a little bit nervous about it at first. I'd never done it on my own. I'd never been the main leader. I'd always been just the guitar player. Now I had to learn, okay, how am I going to lead and bring worship to God? It's a scary thing, and I was a little bit freaked out about it. But I started that, and it went really well. I actually had Josh and Aaron and a few others just there with me, and that was really cool to like get to know you guys during that. And yeah, so that was a really cool opportunity and a learning experience for me. And then so I had stopped doing that. I just like took on too much. That was kind of the end of last year. And then Nate Gass asked me if I wanted to. I wanted to do it. I hadn't been leading worship, and I realized I really missed it. And so I was praying about it, and literally like later that week, Nate Gass said, "Hey, do you want to lead worship for the college group?" And I was like, "Yes, absolutely, I do." And that was just a really cool answer to prayer, and for God to show me this path that I'm on and kind of confirm that. And then so now, several months later, I have this opportunity to lead worship at a church, and they had their worship pastor step down, and so this spot is open for me for me to worship God at the church, and I'm just very excited about this opportunity. And so that's why I had to step down from youth group. I didn't want to be unfaithful with what God had given me, and I wanted to make sure I was putting in the appropriate amount of time and effort and faithfulness into this and what God has asked of me to do. So I just want to touch on a few reasons to why I have come to really love worship. Because music, I mean, it's fundamental for all people. Like, all people from all cultures and over all times have had music. And so it's a thing that God has given us that we can praise and glorify him. And in Ephesians 5:19, Paul says to address one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord in your heart. And that's just a command to encourage each other. This is right after he says, "Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery." So the world consumes these things, these earthly pleasures, to forget about the miseries of life. But like, we encourage each other because these miseries of life drive us to put our hope and passion in Christ. There's also like several songs, famous songs, like all throughout the Bible. So when the Israelites came through the Red Sea, Moses had this worship song that he praised God with, and he didn't earn favor from singing the song. God delivered them, and then out of a response for that, and out of a thankful, overflowing heart, we worship God. And I think one of my favorite stories about worship is in 2 Samuel, when the Ark of the Covenant finally comes to the temple, and David is just so happy. I mean, he's just like a kid. It says that he's dancing before the Lord, and he's like throwing his clothes off because he's getting all sweaty, and it says that he danced before the Lord with all his might. And I just think about that, and it just gets me excited, because so often I kind of find myself holding back and being reserved when God just wants us to dance with all our might to show our love for him. And we just often don't do that. And yeah, so for me, that's just a testament to the passion and the heart that God desires to come and worship him. So as I seek and pursue that, I've grown to love the Lord and bringing him worship. And so, yeah, thanks, guys. I really appreciate all your guys' love and support and relationships for the past couple years, so love you guys.
All right, let's pray for Carter. I love him, and I know this sounds weird, and it's not like every day we have like a leader say, "Hey, we're gonna go do something else," and you have to come up and speak in front of everybody. I just think this is exciting because I love Carter. Like, we've had a lot of conversations over the last couple weeks, and it's like, man, as a friend, I want you to do this. As a student ministry, no, I don't want to lose you, but at the same time, I care more about the Big C Church, the Kingdom of God, and I'm really glad that Carter's setting an example in the way that he is pursuing Christ, in the way that he wants to put him first in everything, and lead others in worship. So I'm proud of you. I know it's not easy to take a step out and do something that you haven't done before, and I'm proud of you. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come tonight, we've already raised our voices to you in worship, and we pray that was glorifying to you, that it was pleasing to your ears. And Lord, we're thankful for the students and parents and leaders and teachers that are here tonight to teach through your word, and Lord, we pray again that would be glorifying to you. Lord, we pray for Carter as we want to send him out to minister In another congregation, but Lord, still in the great family of God. And so, Lord, I pray that you will use Carter, you will strengthen him, you'll give him patience and wisdom as he is the lead worshiper. He is not just a worship leader, but he is worshiping you, and he's leading others in the process. So, Lord, be with him, and Lord, we pray that our paths continue to cross, and I pray that he can continue to be a blessing to us as we see each other in the future. So, Lord, be with us tonight as we open your word. Amen.